40,000 to upwards of 50,000 miles.
Oh my goodness.
Promoting Wisconsin agriculture. So you put a lot of miles on and at the same time make so many memories.
Yes, I can imagine. Now, before we let you go today so that you can enjoy your Tuesday, let's talk quickly about anybody who maybe is, you know, wanting to try some new dairy recipes, because I know that there's places you can go to get some really good ones. And then before we go, I'm going to ask if you have a favorite, because I'm sure you get to taste test a whole lot of good stuff too. So tell us where we can find that stuff.
So there are hundreds, and I do mean hundreds, of recipes that feature Wisconsin dairy at wisconsincheese.com. This is an amazing online resource put together by the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, which is Wisconsin's dairy checkoff organization. So at wisconsincheese.com, you can find savory recipes and sweet recipes that use Wisconsin dairy products. And they even have recipes that focus on different times of the year, whether it's the 4th of July or maybe Thanksgiving, the holidays, Easter, you name it. So again, that website is wisconsincheese.com. And if you check it out, you will undoubtedly be inspired by all of the different uses for Wisconsin dairy.
I love it. I love it. So we're going to put you on the spot. Do you have a couple that you recommend that we should definitely try out? Because I'm sure you've probably taste tested a few things on your travels already, right?
I definitely have. So one recipe that we were featuring for June Dairy Month is an aged cheddar rhubarb upside down cake.
That sounds wonderful.
It is super delicious. Super unique. So within the cake batter, we incorporate dairy ingredients like sour cream and butter and shredded cheddar cheese.
Ooh.
So we put the cheese right in the cake batter. And with the rhubarb, we're going to layer the bottom of the cake pan with rhubarb and then layer over the cake batter. We're going to bake it in the oven for about 50 minutes or so, take it out, let it cool. And my favorite part of this is inverting the cake to have the rhubarb on top.
Nice.
And when it's ready to be served, topping that cake with real whipped cream.
Ooh.
So that recipe, again, is for an aged cheddar rhubarb upside down cake. It's absolutely delicious, and it really incorporates many fresh and really delicious summer flavors.
Yeah, absolutely. Things you can pick up at your local farmer's market. And again, when you're shopping local for all those dairy products. And again, that's over at wisconsincheese.com. So if that sounded like a way you want to start your 4th of July weekend, then you should definitely go check out that recipe. Now, Ashley, we will let you go here this morning. We so appreciate you being here, and we wish you all the best over the next few months as you travel around the state of Wisconsin as Alice in Dairyland. And before we let you go, because, you know, every year there has to be a new Alice in Dairyland. If people are interested in maybe checking out the program, is there a way they can do that?
Yes, we are right out there on social media, and we oftentimes post 1, 2, 3, or even 4 times a day to share about our travels across Wisconsin and Wisconsin agriculture facts. So if you would like to follow Alice on social media, you can find us on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, or X, formerly known as Twitter. And our handle is Alice in Dairyland.
Right.
You can also visit the Alice in Dairyland website. That is simply aliceindairyland.com. You can learn more about the program history at our website. And also, you can actually request Alice for an upcoming event that you might have over the course of the next few months. So again, check us out on social media or visit our website to learn more about our program.
All right. Well, it doesn't get much easier than that. AliceInDairyland.com. Make sure you go over there, check that out. WisconsinCheese.com to find out more about the dairy industry and some of those amazing recipes as well. Ashley Hagenow, who is our current Alice in Dairyland for the state of Wisconsin, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We do appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden warning the Supreme Court granting broad immunity from prosecution for acts taken while president will make an unchecked Donald Trump more emboldened to do whatever he wants, he says, if he wins the White House again. Donald Trump's lawyers sending a letter to the judge who oversaw his New York porn star hush money trial, asking that his conviction in that trial be tossed because of the Supreme Court's ruling on Monday. Hurricane Beryl, now Category 5 storm in the Caribbean. Reports of widespread destruction on the islands of Grenada and St. Vincent. ABC Chief Meteorologist Ginger Zee looking ahead.
This could be very bad for Jamaica by tomorrow. They'll be on the right side of it likely, and the closer it is, the worse for Jamaica. Some of the latest computer models start turning it further north, and that would make late weekend into early next week a problem for the coast of Texas.
A mass evacuation has been ordered in the city of Khan Yunis, leading many to believe that an Israeli assault on Gaza's second largest city is imminent. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
Six family members have died after a fire that happened at a home in Juneau County. A 911 caller reported a house fire early Sunday morning at Murrow's Mile Road in Nisida. According to the Juneau County Sheriff's Office, the individual believed that two or three people were possibly still in the home. When Juneau County deputies arrived at the home, they discovered it was fully engulfed in flames. They also noticed multiple people standing near the driveway of the home, and deputies escorted those individuals to a safe distance away. Six people were unaccounted for, three adults and three children. Those six people were believed to still be inside the home. The Columbia County Sheriff's Office said on Sunday that their dive team recovered the missing 63-year-old man that went underwater in Lake Wisconsin on the Wisconsin River. Authorities were unable to find the man on Saturday and called off the search for the night due to the darkness. Sunday afternoon, with the assistance from the Wisconsin DNR, the man was found and recovered from the water. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Jim City Weather.
We have some rain and thunderstorms on the way today into tonight. A half inch to an inch of rain possible by the time it all winds down late tonight. Our high today, 73. Tonight, 67. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 83. More rain and thunderstorms on the way Thursday night into Friday. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. Check out Worthington. Definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 59.
99.7. It's
UB40, there is Red Red Wine, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 10 minutes after 8 now, Finn. And I don't know about you, but I'm ready for some cheese or something this morning after listening to Alice in Dairyland. My goodness.
Well, how about that recipe that she shared with us?
I just went and checked it out. Yeah. That's pretty darn amazing if you can get your hands on some rhubarb. Farmers Market, anyone? Open tomorrow morning, downtown Baraboo. Mm-hmm. You might want to check that out if you don't have your own gardens where you're growing some rhubarb. Somewhere out here on Goose Poop Pond, I have like a little rhubarb patch, but it's been overgrown by everything else that we have out here. So I don't do a lot of rhubarb cooking anyway, but for that, I might consider it. I might actually consider it. But again, that website, wisconsincheese.com, because, you know, we're all sitting here planning our 4th of July menus for some of those barbecues and get-togethers that we're about to have, maybe even later on this summer. Who doesn't want to incorporate something dairy-related into that?
Yeah.
Because, well, we're good at that kind of stuff here in Wisconsin. Speaking of our barbecues, let's talk a little bit about 4th of July grilling, shall we? You know, there's usually one meat option every 4th of July cookout that we absolutely have to have. Some of you get all fancy and you have a couple of different options, but a new poll put burgers as the number one thing that we want to see on our 4th of July grills, followed by hot dogs, steak, chicken, and then ribs. Fish was voted the most underrated option. Depends on the type of fish, right? Like, we all know how I feel about seafood. And I love a good salmon. I love some tilapia and mahi-mahi every now and then. But it really honestly depends on the kind of fish that it is, what you're going to be serving me on the 4th of July. Because I'm going to be a traditionalist otherwise, Finn. I just want a burger. Give me a brat, because that didn't make the list on this state, make the list on this survey. And we know that here in Wisconsin, we love to cook ourselves up a good brat or two on basically any occasion. No, brats did not make the list. You know, it's funny because a couple years ago now, Max's best friend came from California. He had no idea what a brat was. Didn't have any idea, had no clue, had to introduce him to it. And now his dad, regularly, California and all, you can do a lot of grilling any time of the year there. They regularly have brats because once, you know, Liam figured out what they were, he introduced them to his family, and now they regularly have them at their barbecue. Yeah. So makes total sense. Now, here are the top reasons people said that they love to grill in the summer. Grilled food is delicious. 63% agree with that. Oh, it's absolutely amazing. And sometimes, depending on what you're grilling, it's just got a different flavor and it can be a little bit more healthy than, you know, lathering it with oils and stuff and putting it into our oven, right? So it's delicious because you don't really have to do much to it in order to get a really great flavor out of most grilled foods either. Cooking outside is a nice change, according to 51% of people. Depends on how hot it is and how many mosquitoes are about to carry you away because, well, it's been a little damp here this year. It just puts me in a good mood is another response that people had in this survey. 42% of people had that one to say. It's also a seasonal experience, according to 36% of people. So let's face it, it's a little bit of a tradition. And for a lot of other people, they say it's just easy. That came in at number 5 on the list with 34% of the vote. Now, the top 10 reasons that we also say that we like to grill, fairly healthy, as we were just talking about. It's quick, depending on what you're putting out there, right? It creates a chance to spend time with loved ones, and other people say it's because they're proud of their grilling skills, and that would also make sense. I mean, my husband's much better with a grill than he is with the stove in the house. Let's just be honest about it. I mean, he can barely figure out how to turn the thing on inside. When he gets out there to his grill, he's in his element, Finn. He's got it down. Sure. He's ready to roll. Yeah. Now, speaking of those skills, the poll also found women deserve more cred around the grill than they usually get. In fact, most Americans say it's an outdated idea to think that it's just men who should automatically mm-hmm. be manning the mm-hmm. grill. I mean, anybody can man the grill. I leave it to my husband just because he's better on it, and I know I get in a hurry, and I tend to, like, rush things a little bit. He's got way more patience when it comes to that kind of stuff. So I leave it all up to him when it comes to the grill. Now, what about you guys at your household? Chris ever get involved in the grilling, or is she the one who gets everything ready and just says, now make sure it's not burnt? Is that kind of how it goes down?
No, she gets involved. Nice. A lot of times it depends on what it is. If it's burgers, simple stuff like that, I'm good. If it's salmon, I can do that. But chicken, I don't want to, I don't even, because I find it's just trickier to actually, you know, grill the chicken.
Right.
And sometimes you overcook stuff and then it's no good.
Right.
It's not usually a big deal with burgers, but especially with something like fish or chicken, if it gets
really
too dry
fast.
And it's overcooked. Yeah. There are some that I just bow out of. I just say, no, I don't want to be responsible for this.
Of course. You know, there's also the way of thinking that if you let it get too dry, that just means you have to have more adult beverages in order to get it
down. Well, true.
I mean, let's be honest. There's some pros and some cons to everything in life. Now, as long as we're talking about grilling, you know, we mentioned hot dogs. Those are always a big thing to throw on the grill this time of year. Google posted a map of the top hot dog styles that each state is Googling more than any other state right now. Most aren't too surprising, like the Chicago-style hot dogs in Illinois, but there are But there are a few on there that are a little surprising and stick out just a little bit. So let's talk about those. Just trying to help you out on the 4th of July is all we're doing here. So you got the Korean hot dog. This is a top search in a bunch of states this year. It's kind of like a corn dog, but with a little bit different batter. Some recipes make it a little bit spicier than your traditional corn dog as well. Now, I love a good corn dog. That's part of the reason why I get so excited for the Sauk County Fair, among other reasons, mainly because of the food and the fact that everything is deep fried. I mean, if you put it on a stick and you deep fry it, let's face it, it's delicious. And this kind of sounds like the Korean corn dog hot dog might be kind of in that same vein.
And just think, we're getting so close to the fair now.
Right? We're only a couple weeks away. Yeah. The Sonoran hot dog is another one that's big on this list. That's a huge search in Arizona, Colorado, and Kentucky right now. It's like if a hot dog and a taco had a baby together. That's okay. Essentially what a Sonoran hot dog is. Oh, my husband. Oh, he will love this one. The Crescent Roll hot dog. It's a popular search in New Mexico.
Pigs in a blanket.
Exactly. Yes, but it's usually bigger and it usually has a staple of cheese involved with it. Yes, that is absolutely his favorite. which he gets his own batch of those whenever they're made because nobody else in the house wants to deal with the sodium intake of those.
He's a complicated guy. He really is.
Oh, he can be. Yes, he can be. I mean, for the most part, he's easy. But, you know, there's once in a while he'll throw you a curveball and you're like, really? Really? Okay. All right. We also have the white hot dog on the list. This is a number one search in New York, especially upstate New York. The meat is a combination of pork, beef, and veal. Well, at least there's actual meat involved in those hot dogs. That's neat. Because let's face it, we don't want to know what's in our hot dogs.
They just
taste delicious. And that's really as far as we want to go. Red hot dogs, number one search right now in Georgia, North Carolina, and New Hampshire. That's actually there's two different types of red hot dogs. So in the South, it's a spicy hot dog. In the Northeast, it's a different kind with a red casing. They're also called snappers, which is the top search in Maine as well. Now, I don't know if these are like the hot dogs I used to have when I was a little girl, because my mom used to get hot dogs that had a red casing on them as well when I was really little and living at home. So I don't know if they're the same thing or if these are something completely different, but I remember the red casing hot dogs specifically because my mom would always put them into like homemade mac and cheese and things like that. So I remember her red hot dogs specifically. Brazilian hot dogs, another one. This tops the list in Ohio and Connecticut. It's a hot dog covered in meat sauce, Parmesan, shoestring potatoes, and peas. You had me until you said the pea part because the rest of it sounds
not
great.
Not so much.
The pea is kind of weird, but maybe it kind of changes the flavor or something. I don't know, but interesting. The Brazilian hot dog. Dirty water hot dogs. This is a big one in Hawaii. That's when you boil them and then add things like vinegar and garlic powder to the water. Why? Why would you do that?
It kind of sounds like they're, I mean, why? I get, you know, changing the, mixing it up a little bit.
Absolutely.
But it kind of sounds like this is just kind of ruining the whole hot dog experience.
I don't know why you'd want your hot dog to taste like vinegar. I mean, vinegar is fine for a lot of things, but I don't know why you'd want your hot dog to taste like vinegar. And I mean, if you're going to go that route, I mean, just throw it on the grill or something to get a different flavor. Do you really have to add, is garlic powder in the water really going to change the taste that much that you're going to notice that much of a difference? I have no idea.
So now, do you usually go with just the standard, you know, hot dog, ketchup, mustard, or do you dress it up? Because the Chicago style hot dogs
are phenomenal.
Yeah.
They've got everything on them. Well, when I do, it depends. It depends on how much time. But like for the 4th of July, I actually have chili cheese dogs coming. That's on the menu.
Yep.
And I make my own cheese sauce for that. And it's absolutely delicious. But if I'm doing just a standard hot dog and I just walk up to, you know, a stand somewhere, I've got to make sure they have some onions because every hot dog is better with a little onions, at least in my opinion.
True.
Little ketchup and some mustard. A little spicy mustard is always a little bit better. But that's usually my standard. I'm not a big relish person. I don't need a ton on it. If it's a grilled hot dog, it's got really great flavor anyway. So I just need the ketchup, the mustard, and the onion, and I'm good to roll.
The basics.
Now, yeah, exactly. Now, if we're going to talk about a brat, then that's going to be a little different. I'm probably going to have some sauerkraut on it, which I know is an acquired taste. Not everybody loves it. And I don't smother my brat in sauerkraut because you got to taste the brat too. I mean, it's part of the whole allure, right? So you got to have a little sauerkraut on there, some ketchup, some mustard, and usually some onions as well. That's usually how we go with the brats. And you got to get the big buns for the brats. You can't do the weenie hot dog buns because brats are a much different deal. And then they're going to fall through your bun and they're going to crack things open on both sides. And then it's just a whole big disaster and a mess. So you got to go out and get the sausage brat buns or rolls that they like to sell in the store as well. This is just a word of advice for people so that nobody ends up with a plate full of food on the 4th of July.
Exactly.
Or like a lap full of food, I should say. Now, not surprising, according to this list, Alaska is Googling reindeer hot dogs more than any other state. I don't know what a reindeer hot dog is. Is this a hot dog actually made of reindeer?
Probably.
Yep, it sure is. Yep. It absolutely is. Yes, it's made with reindeer meat. And then this is interesting, topped with Coca-Cola glazed onions. And that is a big thing in the state of Alaska. So reindeer meat hot dogs with Coca-Cola glazed onions, which actually sounds interesting.
Right.
Like, I would not be opposed to trying the Coca-Cola glazed onions. That actually sounds interesting.
No, I think I saw Bourdain do something like that one time on one of his shows.
Okay.
Where, yeah, and it looked delicious, actually.
Now, I have to ask, when it comes to like onions on a hot dog or a brat, because I know some people are like anti-onion for many different reasons, which is cool. Do you like a raw onion or do you need to have them like a little cooked, little crispy? Like, do you have a preference or as far as onions go on a hot dog or a brat?
Either one is really fine with me, but I can go with raw onions on a hot dog.
Yeah, I can for the most part, too. Although if you're doing a Chicago-style hot dog, I don't know, there's something about the cooked ones that are a little crispy on the edges and a little soft in the center.
I hear you.
It just makes everything better. Like, there's certain things that work better on one type than they do on another. Not saying that it wouldn't on any hot dog, but even like chili cheese dogs this weekend, probably not doing the cooked onions because for some reason, chili cheese dogs just work with raw onion.
With raw onions,
it tastes really good. But again, if I'm doing like a Chicago style, you better cook those things up till they're crispy on the edges and then, you know, a little soggy in the middle because that's what works on a Chicago style. So it doesn't matter. At any rate, now I'm just making myself hungry this morning.
Get the grill out now, Maddie. Take it outside, even if it's raining. Just start grilling.
Who cares? It's been raining for months here in the state of Wisconsin. What's a little bit more rain? It's not going to hurt us at this point. My goodness. However you're celebrating the 4th of July, just make sure the grill is involved. Obviously, that's the moral of the story because you can't really go wrong. If you're going to be out at Baraboo's, remember there's going to be some delicious food trucks out there at the UW Platteville Baraboo Sauk County campus as you get ready for the fireworks. So you're not going to go wrong there either. Remember, the gates for that event are going to open at 5 o'clock on Thursday. Food on the 4th of July. I mean, is anything more synonymous with America than food and adult beverages? I think not.
Not really.
And blowing stuff up. We like to do that in this country as well. That's America.
Be careful out there, please.
Exactly. Yeah. Taking a look at your forecast right now. Oh, we mentioned it. The rain's going to continue today. Thunderstorms possible as well. It actually continues through tonight. And a whole lot of rain is what we could see over the next few hours. A half inch to an inch before this all winds up. 73 for a high today, 67 tonight. Tomorrow should be a beautiful day, though. Get outside and enjoy it if you can. Lots of sunshine, 83, because then for your 4th of July on Thursday. We're talking the potential for more rain, more thunderstorms. That's going to continue Thursday night, and even into Friday. Right now, it is 58.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion, yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The heat is on. Did you know that high temperatures are the leading cause of weather-related deaths? Here are some safety tips when you're dealing with a Wisconsin scorcher. First, do not leave another person or your pet in the car. 8 kids died in hot cars in the last several years across the state, and it didn't even have to happen. Look before you lock and walk away. Work outside, keep water close, and stay hydrated. Take a break in the shade, and if you can limit time in the heat, even better. Chill out in the air conditioning or find your community's cooling shelter. And check on your family and neighbors to be sure that they're safe too. Stay cool and be cool by being weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Maximum hits. Maximum.
There used to be a gray tower alone on the sea. Side of me, love remains a drug that's the high and not the pill. But did you know that when it snows, my eyes become alive and the light that you shine can't be seen? A man can tell you so much he can say. You remain my power, my pleasure, my pain, baby. To me, you're like a grown addiction that I can't deny. Won't you tell me, is that healthy, baby? Did you know that when it snows, my eyes become a light and the light that you shine can't be seen?
There's so much a man can tell me, so much he can say. You remain my power, my pleasure, my pain. To me, you're like a grown addiction that I can't deny. Now won't you tell me, is that healthy, baby? But did you know that when it snows, my eyes become a large and the light that you shine can't be seen?
Kiss from a Rose, there is Seal. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 8:31 right now. And of course, everybody's getting excited for the 4th of July, all the fun festivities, and maybe a few days off work if you're one of the lucky ones. But remember, shortly after that, we have more excitement happening in Baraboo with the Sauk County Fair. In fact, not only just the Sauk County Fair, we are talking the 170th anniversary Sauk County Fair. It's going to take place July 8th through the 14th. Of course, they're going to have that free walk-in gate once again. And really everything you've known to come and love about the Sauk County Fair. From all of those amazing 4-H exhibits to the animals. They're going to have tractor pulls. They're going to have ETV racing. A whole lot of music. Can't forget the carnival. Can't forget the food. It's a lot of fun when you're at the Sauk County Fair. Now, if you want to see a complete schedule of events, everything already going on at the Sauk County Fair, I mean, they've got it all lined up. They're ready for us, so we got to be ready for it. SaukCountyFair.com. And, of course, we're going to be out there broadcasting live throughout it from our big orange circus wagon, so make sure you stop by and say hello. Might even have some things to give away while we're out there. Fun times at the Sauk County Fair. That website, one more time. SaukCountyFair.com, and I know tickets are still on sale for the big grandstand entertainment. Randy Houser this year, the big country star coming into town as well. So check it out right now and get ready for a little fair fun in just a couple of weeks. So excited. All right, coming up, I can sit here and talk about the fair for hours because I love the Sauk County Fair. But I won't, because we have a detailed look at your forecast coming up. I'm sure you want to know about the rain and the weather and if it's going to interfere with any of your 4th of July plans. Well, Sean Cable is going to lay that all out for you in just a moment. Plus, we're going to have a look at sports next here on Max FM. Right now, your community calendar brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo.
Craving pizza? Pizza Ranch has an unbeatable deal. Grab two large pizzas for just $25. Pick up or get them delivered. And don't miss Kids Night every Tuesday. One kid eats free with every paying adult. Worried about construction? Don't be. We're open and ready to serve you 7 days a week. Yes, you heard me right. We are now open on Mondays. Download our app on Android or iOS and sail through your order with ease. Pizza Ranch in Baraboo, where we provide each guest with a legendary experience.
With a look at some of the upcoming air events, here's your Max FM community calendar. In addition to the great fireworks shows around the area on Thursday night, it's time for the Fire on the River event in Sauk Prairie. This will be both Friday and Saturday. Swing by and enjoy the festivities along the river. The food, a beer garden, live entertainment all day long, both days, and fabulous firework display on Saturday. Friday, the event will be 5 until 11. They'll also have a custom car show that day. And then on Saturday, Kiwanis Club will be hosting breakfast burritos from 7 until 11 a.m. The Eagle Chase Run Walk from the Sauk Prairie Sports Boosters will be held also on Saturday morning. And then the fireworks display will happen at dusk. Get all the details by visiting fireontheriver.org. And on Sunday in Portage, it's the flea market at the Portage Grandstands in the outside arena area. This event will be held the first Sunday of every month all the way through October. Rain or shine, come shop or come sell. The event takes place 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Veterans Memorial Field there in Portage. And as always, every Wednesday and Saturday, it's the downtown Baraboo Farmers Market. Local growers, producers, and farmers will have fruits, vegetables, flowers, and so much more on Oak Street. This event, again, is every Wednesday and Saturday, 8 a.m. until 12:30. Give Baraboo Farmers Market a like on Facebook to see who will be in attendance the next day.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Thank you so much to Baraboo State Bank for being a sponsor of the morning show. Remember, as Corey just said, banking better together. It is time for sports now on Max FM. It's brought to you by Napa Auto Parts.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Napa tools and parts are second to none. We've got hard-to-find parts for everyday use, from the smallest wrench to the biggest hoist. Napa has over 300,000 parts in stock every day. No matter the job, if you're a hardcore mechanic or a do-it-yourselfer, we've got the parts you need. Watch for our quarterly sales flyers, and for your peace of mind, buy your tools and parts from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff!
Wisconsin Radio Network Sports Good Morning. I'm Tim Fisher. We'll start with Major League Baseball, where the Milwaukee Brewers fell to the Colorado Rockies 8-7 in 10 innings in their series opener at Coors Field last night. The Brewers would battle back from being down twice to come back and take the lead. The Rockies would tie it in the bottom of the 8th and walk it off in the 10th for the victory. The Brewers and Rockies play Game 2 of their series tonight, 7:40 first pitch. Dallas Keuchel goes to the bump against Ryan Feltner. On the minor league baseball in the Midwest League, Wisconsin 11-1 all over Beloit last night. The Sky Carp entertained the Timber Rattlers again tonight. To football, where the Wisconsin Badgers add to their 2025 recruiting class with offensive lineman Hardy Watts, who makes a commitment yesterday. To the NBA, where the Milwaukee Bucks ink veteran point guard DeLon Wright to a one-year contract. I'm Tim Fisher, Wisconsin Radio Network Sports.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
We have some rain and thunderstorms on the way today into tonight. A half inch to an inch of rain possible by the time it all winds down late tonight. Our high today, 73. Tonight, 67. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 83. More rain and thunderstorms on the way Thursday night into Friday. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. Check out Worthington. Definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 59.
99.7.
It's 8:37 right now. Thank you so much for joining us on this Tuesday. Hey, at least it's soggy, but not raining at the current moment in time. At least not here on Goose Poop Pond. Hopefully you're rain-free right now, too. I was going to say dry, but that's just not going to happen today. You've looked outside once or twice. It's Survivor now. This is one of my favorites. It's High on You on Max FM.
Vegas good, that'll teach her. We'll be right back.
some hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 8:41 right now. And Finn, this would, you know, we usually do calendar days at this point. We're going to get to those. But I'm going to be honest, the list going into a holiday is never great. We only actually have like two to talk about today, which is not very exciting. So I came up with something else that we can talk about before we get to those two very unexciting calendar days. Because again, they're not great today. But I thought this was interesting. Something that used to be really common that just sort of vanished over time. And of course, we have our opinions on this. Thank you very much to BuzzFeed and Reddit for putting out this particular list. But people named some of those things that, you know, we really loved at one point in time. Then all of a sudden, we just don't see much of them anymore. So number one on the list is shoes with wheels in them. Remember those? They were called Heelys, and they're still around. Once in a while, you'll see kids and sometimes adults in them. They're just not as huge as they used to be. But once in a great while, people will still pull out the rolly shoes. I just always figured it helped you get places faster if you could roll around a little bit more.
Was that because of the whole roller skating, rollerblading phase? Is that how they came about?
Probably. I wasn't ever great on roller skates or roller blades. I feel like with a little rubber on the bottom of my feet, though, knowing I could put them down if I needed to stop myself, either that or I'd kill myself, it probably would be a little less of a bad combination. So that's what I always figured about those. Prizes and cereal boxes. Oh, gosh, I used to remember prizes and cereal boxes. It didn't matter how awful the prize was, how cheap it was at the end. The fact that you were the one who found it was really the best part. Now, were you ever the type of kid who poured all of the cereal out just to get to the prize and then tried to pour it back in? Because that was me. I didn't
have to share because nobody, I wasn't an only child, but right. I kind of was because all my brothers and sisters had already left the flock. Okay. So I was a digger. I would just totally just go digging for that toy in the cereal box. Oh.
I was an only child, and much to my mom's dismay, it didn't matter because I was still the one who'd go find the prize in the cereal box. Corey Hartman, did you have something to add to this?
There was no prize in the bottom of Frosty O's or whatever the generic.
Whatever your stepmom got?
Well, he was eating the wrong cereal then.
That's right. Well, we also know his stepmom didn't like to splurge for the name brand stuff. This has been an ongoing conversation in our marriage for a very long time. She was the type of woman who'd make hamburger helper but not put the hamburger in kind of thing. You know, raising three boys all at the same time.
Frugal.
So, yes, we'll call it that. We'll call frugal. We'll call it the word frugal because I should be nice. But anyway, no cereal, no prizes for Corey Hartman in the bottom of his cereal boxes. That's
it's just like Cracker Jacks. Cracker Jacks used to. I don't think Cracker Jacks has a prize anymore, do they?
No, probably not. Too many people would complain, or kids would swallow it, or something. Something would happen, or it'd become a TikTok challenge or something. I'm not really sure. Do they even sell Cracker Jacks anymore? I don't even see those in the store.
I think they do. I think you can still get Cracker Jacks.
Oh gosh, prizes in the bottom of anything were just
that was the best.
It really was.
You got that, and you got Saturday morning cartoons and everything, you were good to go.
Right? Exactly, because you'd sit there with your dorky little prize that didn't really mean anything, and you'd forget about 10 minutes ago thinking that you just won the flipping lottery because, you know, that's what kids thought at that point in time. And then you'd sit there with your Smurfs on TV for hours on end, and it was just the best way to start a weekend. Kids now, they're so deprived. They have no idea even what we're talking about. No prizes in cereal boxes, no cartoons on Saturday morning unless they go to Cartoon Network or Disney or Nick. It just was not the same. It's really, really not.
We lived in a golden era, Maddie.
We did. We really, really, truly did. The other one that comes on this list, Picture in Picture, as that, you know, the TV feature that you used to be able to watch two things at one time. One was really, really tiny. That was okay. It was up in the corner. But remember when you got a TV that was cool enough to have Picture in Picture? It also had a remote with it, so you felt just amazing. It was a huge deal because we were literally watching two things on TV at once. Right. Now, obviously, you can watch TV while also using your computer and streaming on that, and as well as your phone or your tablet. So the luster is kind of gone, but who cares? It wasn't as good as having it up on the TV with the Picture in Picture.
Kind of explains why we have such a short attention span when you think about it.
Oh, yeah. And why we demand everything be done instantaneously and immediately if we don't see results? Yeah, there's reasons for all of this. Voiceovers in movie trailers, another one that made this BuzzFeed Reddit list. It seems like none of them have a voiceover now. But don't you think that's because a lot of the traditional old voiceover guys have either retired or they've quit the business in general, or they just aren't around anymore because of age?
Which is sad, because now we don't get to hear "In a World Where."
It was so good. Yeah. It was so good. That was good stuff. But you're right. Most movie trailers now are just scenes from the movie, like the really high energy, you know, cliffhanger type ones. And that's pretty much what you get in a movie trailer now.
Boy, those old school voiceover people, they were fantastic.
They were amazing. They were so awesome. And let's face it, if you were in radio, everybody wanted to sound like them, because they were the ones you paid attention to. The last one on this list is paid lunch breaks. 9 to 5 used to mean 8 hours, and then you got a break in the middle of it. A lot of companies now switch to 9 to 6 at some point, and everyone just took it on the chin and now just takes their lunch hour, just realizing they're not going to get paid for that hour that they're sitting there eating. Because yes, again, times have changed. But I was kind of on the verge of that. And so I worked part-time jobs, obviously, in high school and then into college. And working at the world's only corn palace, as glamorous as it sounds, people, yes, we would have to punch out to go to our hour lunch and then punch back in when we came back. So I've never really had a job where I actually got paid. Now, when I was producing news, it was always chaotic and crazy. So if you were able to get out of the lunchroom, just go get something to eat. So maybe that, but other than that, I mean, I've always kind of had to, a punch in type of job.
Had all the other perks of working at the Corn Palace.
Yes, this is true. All the popcorn I could eat and all the lame jokes from old guys who would come in with their white socks pulled up to their knees. Sure is hot out there. Are you worried about the popcorn? And then we'd laugh hysterically like it was the first time that day we'd heard the joke.
Acting.
That's right. I did actually love my job. I loved giving tours. Meeting people from around the country was pretty darn cool. But at the same time, yeah, once in a while, there were days where you were like, really? How many more days of the tour season do we have left? Because I'm ready to be done. I'm done. I'm done with this. But most of the time, we had a pretty good time at the Corn
Everybody
Palace.
In Wisconsin Dells that's listening now is right? all, they're all shaking their head in yes, agreement.
They know exactly what I'm talking about. Yes. At least you work somewhere where people, like, you know, want to be, and they're not just there to use the bathroom. I mean, let's be honest. Like, you want to go to the water park. If you're in Dells, you're there for a specific purpose. Most of the time for the Corn Palace, it was just because it was the first place you could stop coming from the Black Hills or going to the Black Hills, and it was one of the last bathroom breaks you were going to have and be able to stretch your legs. So they'd end up at the Corn Palace. I mean, come on. We were a civic center who did murals on the outside in corn. Now, as much as I think it's cool, I also understand why some people would find it kind of lame. Like, I get this, right? No, I did enjoy my job, though, and we had a good time. And there were some people who were really intrigued by the whole thing, because the process of putting the murals on the Corn Palace is a little bit more intricate than people think. I mean, it's all laid out by an artist, you know, obviously, in traditional size form, and then it has to be approved. And it's basically by like a giant paint by number, because then everything has to be marked by the color of corn that's going to go in a certain area, and then it's eventually blown up onto this big tar paper and then put onto the side of the building. So it is kind of cool, and it's more intricate than people actually think. And to watch him do it, it's actually kind of fun. It's kind of cool to stand out there, because the corn has to be sawed, it has to be done at an angle, it has to be all of this really cool stuff in order to actually make it look like a photo. Because let's face it, otherwise anybody could go up there and slap cobs of corn on a building and be like, there, it's a corn palace. I mean, there's a little bit more to it than just that.
I'm actually doing a Google search now for the Corn Palace, and I'm looking to see now if this radio gig doesn't work out for you, Maddie. You can always go back. Apparently, they've got Scotty McCreery playing there on August 22nd.
Yes.
Skillet is going to be playing there. So, I mean,
that sounds
there's
about
the
right.
pre-Sturgis party that's coming up.
Of course. Yes. So we always had Corn Palace Festival, which traditionally was to celebrate, you know, the harvest. That's why it originally started out. And now it's become a giant carnival with entertainment. And they're not so, it hasn't been going very well, entertainment portion, the last couple of years. So I know that they're trying to kind of debate whether that's going to be a thing going forward after this season. But during the school year, when I, you know, after the tour season was over, obviously we weren't giving tours. So then I worked there and helped manage and run concessions and things for basketball games and the different sporting events that came in as well. And I also helped manage the gift shop during the summer as well on certain days when I wasn't actually out there giving tours, because we actually did blockbuster business, believe it or not, selling corn
in the
items.
Gift shop.
Yes, yeah. Yes. The gift shop did really, really well. A lot of really cool handmade South Dakota items. And then who doesn't want a sweatshirt with the Corn Palace exploding into popcorn with a thermometer that says 105? Everybody wants one of those, especially the old guys with the white socks.
You couldn't keep those things in stock, could you?
Actually, we couldn't. It was kind of ridiculous. Every time they come through my checkout lane, I was like, oh God, you're that person, aren't you? But it was, I would smile and I'd be like, oh, great shirt kind of thing, because that's what we were trained to do.
That's what you got to do. You're working for the palace. Come on.
We were. Yeah. And we were pretty passionate about our job. And anybody who basically says anything negative about the Corn Palace now or questions it or has been like, what is the Corn Palace? I am quick on the draw if I'm part of that conversation. Let me tell you all about it. And I break into my tour because I did that for 5 summers. And those are certain things, Finn, that you will just never leave your brain. They just never.
They're always going to be there.
Uh-huh. Ingrained forever, talking about corn. Now, let's get on to our calendar days. That's a fun list of things, though, that we've kind of forgotten about or lost over time. Now, we do only have a couple of calendar days, which is why we did that list first and foremost. Today is Made in the USA Day, celebrating all those amazing goods that you can purchase that are made right here in the good old USA. Speaking of that shirt with the Corn Palace popping into popcorn, yes, that had a Made in the USA tag, not even joking. It is also World Sports Journalist Day. Well, there's some journalists in the world who are still out there actually covering the real news, and sports journalists would be them. Otherwise, it's an interesting media form right now, that journalism. And then finally, this is why we talked about something else in before, because our final day to wrap this up is World UFO Day. That's what today is. So if you see a UFO today, that's good. It means they're celebrating right along with you on World UFO Day.
Well, you can always make a road trip to Elmwood, Wisconsin, which is apparently the UFO capital of the world.
Who knew?
And at the end of July, they have a huge UFO celebration. So,
wow.
Yeah.
I'm surprised Aaron Rodgers was able to leave Wisconsin with all of that. I mean, exactly. My goodness, that in itself is a reason to stick around. Not that the rest of the world is complaining. Again, he's New York's problem now. It's fine. We're cool here in Wisconsin.
His sweat lodge is out there now.
That's right. It's all fine. And Jordan Love's going to have a big contract in a few weeks here. So it's all good, people. Taking a look at your forecast right now. I mean, none of it's the Corn Palace, but we can't all have cobs of corn stuck on the outside of us. Rain and thunderstorms today, and that's going to continue into tonight. A half inch to an inch of rain before this all winds up. 73 is all for a high today, down to 67 tonight. Tomorrow should be a gorgeous day, though. Lots of sun with a high near 83. Enjoy that, because then for your 4th of July, we are talking more rain and thunderstorms. They actually start on the 4th of July, continue through Thursday night, and even into Friday. Right now, it is 59.
Blast off! As Circus World boldly goes where no circus has gone before. Feel the big bang as Tina the Human Cannonball flies high.
Defy gravity with an upside-down rocketeer. Perky poodles, soaring aerial acts. Plus, camels, llamas, horses, and ponies orbiting the ring.
Juggler, zany comedy, and space cadet music invite you to blast off to family fun at Circus World.
Don't miss out on the opportunity to join one of the recreational or competitive leagues for a more immersive experience at Asgard Axe and Tap. They welcome both adults and children ages 10 and up, making a fantastic option for family outings or adult gatherings alike. To reserve your lane and embark on a Viking adventure that promises a selection of 24 craft beers, great restaurant, and unlimited arcade, call 608-432-3505 today. Unleash your inner Viking. Your adventure awaits at Asgard Axe and Tap.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Monday through Friday on our news talk stations. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279EG Reedsburg.
Here she comes now, say, morning.